April and Tracy, here we are, we got nothing. Want to spend a little bit of time with you talking about this social marketing campaign around it. It all adds up. A couple of maybe unique background information about this work. Again, we're going to talk about social marketing, especially tied to this gender-based development, and also the fact that this work is really a community collaborative work. So while we are both officially employed by St. Vincent Healthcare, this work is really shared at a community level, which creates some interesting attributes. You see all the work of our fellow cohorts here. We're going to talk a little bit about that gender analysis framework, and then really identifying some of those key items inside that campaign, and April's going to take us through the detailed application of that work. Community Collaborative, here it is. There we are in that top right-hand corner, St. Vincent Healthcare. You see that lovely green and blue. On the opposite side of the page is Billings Clinic in purple. We battle for 50-50 market share in our community. So we often joke that we have a healthy amount of co-opetition all of the time. There are a lot of things that we battle for every day, babies and hearts, ad campaigns in the paper, one against the other. But this is the safe space where we are all working together to improve health. And part of that is that Healthy by Design, many years ago, our CEOs got together and really signed a memorandum of agreement that we would work together to improve the health of our community in ways that surpassed our individual capacity and also that gave special attention to underserved populations. That's been somewhat of the foundational piece of our joint development. We've made a commitment to work together. Some of those things that we've done together have included community health needs assessment. We've just finished our third cycle of that. Assessment work was done in 2006 and 2011, and now, thank you, IRS, every 3 years we'll be doing assessment work. Out of that assessment work many years ago came this notion of the built environment and really a commitment by all of our partners to try to build a community that was healthy by design, where the healthy choice becomes the easy choice. We were finding results in our needs assessment that often showed issues tied back to physical activity and nutrition being more of a root cause to those incidents of heart disease and diabetes that we see growing in our community. So we made a commitment at that time that would be one of our priority areas of work. We have a few other around mental health, substance abuse, and access to care. But the bulk of our collaborative work together has been around this priority of healthy weight. Here's a little look at what that work looks like. Healthy by Design, again, these three institutions in the middle. Riverstone Health is our city-county health department. FQHC, Family Practice Residency, health department on steroids, basically. We're really fortunate to have a mature system in place in Montana. And they often are Switzerland in negotiations as well. This is the current structure of that work, Healthy by Design. Again, those three backbone institutions, but many other community participants from public transportation, city planning, public sector, building developers, all kinds of folks at that table around these three notions, built environment, health equity, and wellness. Here's a look at where we are. Yellowstone County, Montana, we have a population in our city of about 120,000 people. Geographically, we're about D.C. and Delaware combined from our footprint. Driving from one end of the state to the other is driving from Chicago to D.C. as well. So really large piece. We are the urban hub. Again, about 1 million people in the state, and we have 120,000 of them in our area. Healthcare is a big force. 20% of all of the salaries paid in our city and county are directly healthcare related. We are big business. Everybody comes to us for healthcare services. 40% of our inpatient admissions come from admits outside of our county. So we really draw a lot of people. So while our focus is Yellowstone County, we know that our reach is much further than that. So needs assessment, several different cycles. We found similar results with overweight and obesity growing really at twice the national average of overweight and obesity growing, which was very alarming to us. Taking a deeper look at maybe some of the causes of that. This was one of them, leisure time physical activity. We worked through a process of taking a deep dive into sex desegregated data. So what are really the differences that we're seeing between men and women as it relates back to physical activity? And this was one area that really jumped out loud to us. Women were getting far less leisure time physical activity than men. So we knew the what, and then we really worked to try to figure out the why. Women, again, are about half the population of our county. You don't see the demographics on here, but we, like Vermont, we're very white. 91% our next largest minority group is Hispanic at about 5%, followed by American Indian around 4%, and the African American population is really about less than 1.5% of our community. But we know that, again, women played a large role in choices for themselves as well as for their families. And really jumping at this big difference in data, we really then wanted to ask the why question. And that really got us deep into the gender analysis that April's going to talk more about.
Okay, so in order to do a gender analysis, we conducted 13 focus groups of a variety of different stakeholders. So we had a senior women's group, we had a Hispanic group, we had American Indian population group, we had a couple mixed groups, we had some youth groups. So over the course of time, we conducted 13 different focus groups, and we used the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine as a framework in conducting those, looking at different elements of gender. And so when I'm defining gender, I'm actually defining it as those socially constructed norms or roles of what does it mean to be a man, what does it mean to be a woman, different than biological sex, which is your boy parts, girl parts. So really looking at those socially defined roles. And so within those, when we conducted that, we came up with a variety of themes, which we found consistent across all groups. So caregiving responsibilities, women would often say, I have no time to engage in activity, I gotta take care of everybody else. On the flip side of that, women also talked about the need to set a good example, to be a good role model for their families. Leisure time activities, women were far less likely to say they did a lot of active activities. They liked reading, knitting, those less active activities. Appearance expectations, especially when you talk about trying to engage in activity, for instance, trying to do it over the lunch break, women would say, I can't do that. I got to get my hair, my makeup done. You know, those barriers to activity, feeling less safe when recreating outdoors. Social support was actually an opportunity for us. Women said they liked doing things when it was with other people as a social activity. So we had a lot of women say, I do the women's run. I'm not a runner, but I'll do the women's run because I want to have that interaction with other women. And then labor division. Women often did a lot of the household chores, some of which were pretty, had a lot of exertion to them, but they did not consider that to be physical activity. So from that, we developed our It All Adds Up social marketing campaign. And really the goals of that campaign were to, one, help change the mindset of activity from what people thought of as structured exercise in a gym for a set amount of time to really be focused on lifestyle activity, leisure activity, incorporating in what we knew from our gender analysis were barriers and opportunities based on those social norms and roles for women. Variety of different elements. One of the things I want to point out with this, too, is that we utilized our community-wide message of 5-2-1-0, which we were already using in our obesity prevention efforts. That's 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, 2 hours or less of screen time, 1 hour of physical activity, 0 sugary drinks. So we got in the sugary drinks as well. But we wanted to incorporate that into what we were doing. I'll just point out a few of the gender-based pieces in that. So you'll notice when we use the examples in those TV PSAs, we really were focused on that lifestyle physical activity because, again, one of the biggest barriers you often hear women say is, I don't have time to do physical activity. I don't have time to go to the gym. I've got to take care of my family. I've got to do all these other activities. And so really our messaging was based on the idea of it doesn't all have to be at once. It can be accumulated, and you can fit it in with what you're already doing. We also emphasize those gender-based opportunities, excuse me, related to the caregiving responsibilities. So setting a good example for your family members, taking care of even pets, you know, taking your dog for a walk, those other ideas that allowed us to incorporate that in. And I know I'm short on time, so I'm going to quick run through these other ones, but these are other examples of ones that, again, have that same gender-based lens, focusing on whether it's print, whether it's billboards, Facebook banners. You could see that gender-based opportunity side, and those everyday activities that women did but did not think of in terms of physical activity. So the idea is to try to make them more active and incorporating in lifestyle activity accumulated so it did not have to be all at once. So that's where the it all adds up comes from. If you'd like to see more examples of that, you could actually go to our Healthy by Design Yellowstone.org. If you go under the Initiatives tab and then you go to 5210, it all adds up. The YouTube videos, which again, we'd love to have people watch those too, add to our viewers. There's also the Facebook posts along with pre-populated phrases that go with those and all of the banners as well. So thank you.